This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. You're listening to The Cowboys Podcast, presented by lineupmedia.fm. Now your host, Jono and Steve-O.
Cowboy Nation, how the hell are you? My cowboy panel out here. We got Steve-O, we've got Rodney, and I guess the master of breaking bricks isn't here with us today, and Colleen is filling in for Rich. Colleen, glad to have you on.
Thank you. Glad to be on.
Well, you know what? Our guy, our little man, tried to break like 25 bricks over his chest, and they carved out 10 or 15 rib bones today.
So we had lunch with him yesterday. Funny story. And we start talking about, you know, he's a martial artist. You know, he has a studio and everything, and he teaches young kids all the way up through black belt and everything. And I said, you know what, Rich, you could probably build a house and have your bricks as a tax write-off. You just tell the government that you're buying all these bricks to break, and you just use them to build your house, and 2x4s and everything. Right. And he goes, that's a pretty good idea. I mean, he could probably build a house for nothing, right?
That is so creative, dude. I'm going to you for my taxes.
You should. I'm like,
we had all kinds of Ponzi schemes and fraud schemes going on at lunch yesterday.
Wow.
Tax evasion.
Yeah. We invited you, but you weren't there.
Well, matter of fact, I appreciate it more now that I wasn't there, since you guys probably had a bug on you.
This was just in theory. You know, there wasn't any actual practical
implementation
of these things. We were just, you know.
Like those machines that sit at the corners at the bars that say amusement only.
Exactly, amusement only.
That's what it was. What was the quote? Fraud, you're okay. Evasion, right. You're going to jail.
All right. Colleen, how are you?
I'm doing good.
How's things going down there?
You're still down here in Texas.
Oh, great. Texas, what a place. Hey, is there right now any talk going on? We've got our DB situation where we've got Claiborne, we've got Wilcox, we've got our other side, Brandon Carr. Is there any talk about which one? I think we can't keep all of them. And obviously we got Church down there too. So we got four DBs that are in the hot seat. I think Church is looking for big time money. But you know what? Tell me your thoughts. Between those four, are we keeping all four, which I doubt, are we saying goodbye to one? What's going on?
We might be saying goodbye, but it all basically what they're saying, and they keep saying, is that they are going to allow all of the free agents to check out what's out there for them. And with the understanding from all of them that they would give the Cowboys consideration and let them have the opportunity to match it.
Right.
Now, they said that they are not going to be putting in any big contracts for big money. They're not going to get in a bidding war.
And
the same thing goes for free agency. They are not going to be going after big guys that are looking for big contracts.
Yeah.
They're going to be, you know, they'll sit back towards the end of the free agency and pick up some cheaper players.
Well, I think we've got a handful of cornerbacks coming out from this draft. So I think that if they're going on that mentality right there, I'm telling you right now, Rodney, they may be looking at releasing some of these guys, like Colleen said.
Yeah.
I mean, she didn't say it, but there's a little bit of hint. If you do find the money, go, because we're not going to bust the bank for you.
Right.
And Stephen Jones said that they would be looking to the draft to build on the defense. But he said, don't be surprised if a player pops up that wasn't necessarily on our radar, but they're a really good player.
Okay.
That we take them.
Well, you know, here's a big question for you. From a fan's perspective, you're right on the precipice. If you want me to spell that for you, Jono, I will. But you're right on.
Please do, boy.
You're right on the precipice of another Super Bowl appearance, or maybe even a title. From a fan's perspective, I gotta be all in right now, right? I mean, you gotta double down. You gotta put all your eggs into the basket and screw 2019, 2020, 2030. I need this next season.
Next season,
I need to win.
As a fan, that's easy for us to say. And then the year after
he made that sound real easy, didn't he, Robert?
I know, but see, and then the year after that, we're going to be complaining that our team's in the tank because we spent too much money and we're overloaded with all these terrible as a fan, that's easy for us to do.
So that goes back to the old adage, the million-dollar question, okay? Would you rather have a competitive team every year, or would you rather win a championship and be dog crap for the next 10 years?
Yeah, but you can't. I don't think you can operate off of that premise.
What do you mean? It happens with the Miami Marlins. The St. Louis Blues in hockey make the playoffs every year, never won anything. Marlins win two championships, and they're terrible.
Well, who's
every
the
other
football team you compared it to? Because it's different.
And they drafted, they had Josh Beckett, as a pitcher, who they drafted.
Right.
It's not like they just threw a bunch of money at him. That guy came through their system.
But what I'm saying is, what would you rather have from a fan's perspective?
I don't know what you're asking, though.
Would you rather win?
Okay, so what are you saying then?
I would rather have a team that – the problem is that, okay, so we get all these guys back. We're only going to get them on a one-year contract. So we make it to the Super Bowl. Next year, if they come back – because the next year they'll be available again, they're going to want big money because they won the Super Bowl.
Well, I think what our man Steve was saying is he's good with that. He'd rather take that shot, one-time deal where we can win the Super Bowl, and then we talk about the rebuilding and all of that. So are you saying right now then, Steve, that you're in favor of re-signing everything and restructuring and just bringing the old crew?
Are you saying bring in new people? Obviously, you got to evaluate talent, and if there's somebody better out there, you need to go get them, not just look to continue through the draft on guys. I mean, you're sitting in the high 20s in a pick, if I'm not mistaken. 28?
28, yeah.
28. But, so you're not looking at a top 10 impact player coming in.
Okay.
Colleen?
So let me throw this out to you. Let's just take Brandon Carr, all right?
Oh, do we have to take
Brandon? Brandon Carr, his value as a player is $27,395,000.
I like to sell that person a house that rated him $27 million.
That's
like to sell
right.
my house.
His,
that's 5
his
million.
Value is that. Now, the average right now, the average salary for somebody who is worth 22 million is about 7.5 million. Okay?
Right. Okay, so you're saying then, is he worth it?
Is he worth $7.5 million next season?
Yeah, since you guys already said that he's worth $28 million on some sort of a scale that.
Now see, so he would. Somebody who's getting $22 million is going to get $7.5 million, right? So with him being rated even higher at 27, you're looking at about a $9 million.
That's insane. I can't give him that. I can't give him that. And I know Church took a pay cut last time to be with the Cowboys, but I think Church is going to want his money this time. He's already made it clear that hey, you know what? I'm getting paid this time around. Cowboys aren't going to do it. Like Colleen said, hey, you know what? You feel good. You feel lucky. Test the market.
Absolutely.
But if you come back to us, we may have a little lower tag on your little butt too. So
right, church's value is $18 million, and for $18 million, that is the average for that is $4.5 million.
I just want to know this. So where are these numbers that I can look up to? Because I really find that intriguing, that each guy is worth so much.
This is the professor.
I'm not questioning the professor. I'm just saying I like to see these damn numbers.
She does more research on the Dallas Cowboys in one day.
He's just attacking me here.
Just let John let him see.
Yeah, because I like to see that.
I will send you the link. I sent you the link for the other one that shows their.
Oh, I checked that out. That was good.
Salaries.
Oh no, that was great.
It's the same site. Only it's under NFL/free-agents.
Okay, all right.
And Dallas Cowboys. I'll send the exact link to you.
Oh, I love
that. Then you can look it up.
I just never knew that they had a price tag on each player like that.
Yeah. Well, not all of them. Where next to their name, you'll see something that says market value. You click on that, and it shows you what the market value. And these are for players if like Terrence Williams, okay.
Yeah, I think he's going to be gone.
He's got a market value of $33 million.
$33 million for Terrence Williams.
Yes.
What the hell is my value, Rodney?
$6 million.
$6 million? $6 million. You're giving me $6 million.
I'd give you $6 million.
He's number 18. He's ranked number 18 for wide receivers.
You know, Colleen, you remember back in the days we had, to start it off, we had Drew Pearson, and on the other side was Tony Hill. And then we had Harper, that was one side, and Michael Irvin was on the other. And the Harpers complimented the Irvins. And now we've got a situation here where we've got Dez, and to compliment him is Terrence. And it's interesting.
I'm sorry. I should clarify and tell you that market value is for a four-year contract.
Oh, of course. We didn't think that was single. This ain't soccer.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So.
For sure.
I
just don't know. Now the Cowboys, we got the situation. I'm going to ask the panel this, too. I like to know, behind, obviously, the quarterback being the most, the toughest spot to fill once you get in there, who's the second toughest spot here on the team? I have my pick, and I think that would be a cornerback to fill in if you're a college kid just coming in. You know, that's really damn tough on a little 3-year-old horse taking on a 5-6-year-old horse here. I really think that you're asking a lot.
Depending on the role that you're asking, that is he going to be like a nickel or the dime, or is he going to have to go against the team's number one week in and week out? You know.
Well, so, point is. We're talking about, you know, me. I like to get rid of the Claibornes and the Brendan Carrs, but you almost have to have a corner there to teach the youth on how to do it.
Right.
You
know? That's what I want to say about our secondary in general. With all of their deficiencies and all the frustrations that we've had with them, if we let them all walk, are we going to be – does that necessarily mean we're going to be better next year in the secondary?
You're right.
Either,
you're right. And I just thought of that.
You know, you don't break up with your girlfriend until you find a better-looking one, right?
So that's what they say in the brochure. But
– Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think they're going to get rid of all of them. And Bryce Butler – is only they could re-sign him really easy for a very cheap contract.
Right. We're talking about on the offensive side. I've heard that we're in the need of a tight end. We got to re-sign it. If I'm not mistaken here, guys, we are $13 million over the cap right now. $13 million over. Who the hell can we sign?
Yeah. This has been a problem that's been lingering for the last couple of seasons.
There's a few contracts that are going to be restructured. Let's see. I'll tell you which ones, too.
The fact is, though, we are $13 million. I mean, they got to work these restructuring deals pretty quick if they want to sign these guys back up or even make an attempt to sign these guys back up. We're going to have the situation with the offensive line. I think Leary, he's out there. I think he's going to want his money. I just don't know who the hell we can get here and who we're releasing. Without rebuilding, as you said, Steve-O, I mean, this NFL has made it very difficult for teams with the cap. That's why, you know, all the props, and I'm changing topics for 1 second here, all the props of New England, year in, year out, cap number, cap number, cap number, and they find a way to win it. They find it's amazing.
They find the Hogans out there that nobody else wants, you know, they make those into super. They got a great system. So
excellent system.
And which is one of the problems that they're having with Garoppolo up there, you know, whether or not other teams are going to take a flyer on him is because is it the actual quarterback or is it the system? And I think the argument is it's the system, you know?
People are a little leery after Matt Castle when he left and, right. you know, didn't exactly pan out like they thought they would. And, you know, that makes Garoppolo then, you know, a target to be kind of left behind. Not necessarily because of his own abilities, but just
because of what happened in the past.
Yeah.
Colleen?
They can restructure Dez Bryant's contract, Tyrone Smith's contract, Travis Frederick's contract.
But, you know, I don't want to hit Dez. I don't want anything coming out of Dez's pocket. To be honest with you, leave Dez alone.
But restructuring doesn't take money away from him.
Well, restructuring means that there's going to be less zeros on that contract, too, for that particular year. I mean, they're going to move it. They're going to back end it or something.
Yeah, they're deferring it to a later date, essentially.
Right.
And, you know, right. I don't know. I would come after possibly our tight end, maybe. Our tight end, say, hey, you know, maybe a couple bucks here. I think they all have to do it now. And Tony was good about that. Romo would always say, okay, restructure. I want a winning team 1 year. And so, you know, I want to win the Super Bowl. Restructure.
And the good thing we have going for us is that the team is, you know, we had a great season. They know what's going on. They can, you know, they feel that we're pretty close to getting to a Super Bowl and possibly winning, so I think they're going to be more willing to restructure.
Okay.
Right. Tyrone Smith is always good about restructuring. Sean Lee has restructured in the past. Tyrone Crawford has restructured. Jason Witten restructures every season.
He's running out of his illustrious years, too. I mean, I would restructure him.
And Dez.
Yeah, go ahead.
Dez has never restructured.
Yeah, I don't see Dez restructuring. I think Dez is the kind.
Depends
I want to see
on
the money.
How they signed him. It depends on how they signed him.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of times they front load the contracts, knowing that they're, you know, and the players know that. You know, they're open to restructuring because they have front-loaded the contracts.
But then you make them unhappy on the latter part when they're like, you know what, I'm making $6.5 million where everyone, but you forgot about that front load that we gave you, pal?
Yeah. What have you done for me lately?
Yeah.
Well, that's why you know, with the restructuring, they're going to get more money in the end. Right now they don't have it in the end on the back end of their contract.
Now, we have Collins, too, right? We have Collins that's going to be a free agent from the offensive line as well?
No.
Which one? There's another offensive lineman that...
we have... Wait a minute.
I thought it was...
Yeah, Brandon Carr.
No, no, that's our DBs. But our offensive line...
Orlando McClain. I'm looking... Morris Claiborne, Ron Leary, Barry Church, Andrew Gackar.
Well, in any case, we're definitely going to be in shortage of cash. I don't know where it's going to come from or who we're going to let go, and we're not going to make everyone happy doing this either. The fan base is definitely going to see some changed faces next coming year.
They got a pretty good article on the Cowboys page on ESPN through the Cowboys page about how being a little creative with the restructuring like Colleen's talking about and the release of a couple of key people could put them actually $50 million under the cap, I believe.
Yeah. Right. Collins is our left guard. Yeah. I just said Collins. Yeah. Leo Collins?
Oh,
Lyle Collins?
He's a restricted.
He's a restricted? Okay, but he's on our offense. I was just wondering if we had him on a contract still. All right.
Yeah, I was looking at the unrestricted guys, let's see.
But,
unrestricted either.
That would be great if we were able to free up $50 million on the cap, but, you know, we have our entire secondary to sign. We have a backup tight end. We might have a few offensive linemen. You know, there's a lot of pieces that we're going to have to fill, too, and sign our
I know wide-out situation, too.
Like I said, we'll get this posted out on the Odd Podcast page, the article, because it's pretty good. It kind of breaks down things where, you know, and this is where, you know, from a fan's perspective, it's just overwhelming, really, because you're dealing with these numbers and trying to figure out how everybody does everything. And, in layman's terms, we think a contract, hell, that's good as gold, you know, but these guys Well, what does Rich say?
I don't want to say it.
Okay, he says not for long, though.
Ah, damn it. There it is again.
Take your shot.
But, no, it's the magic of contracts in football. And, you know, it's something that they're used to dealing with, and I'm sure that these guys, Jerry and Steven, look at it day in and day out, not only for what they need for 2017, but 18, 19, 20, and they're always working those numbers. And that's why Jerry, being a good businessman and getting to where he was prior to football through business, he's had that. He's been able to be successful that way, manipulating the cap.
Well, he hasn't done that great of a job. I mean, we haven't won the goddamn Super Bowl since the 90s.
Go back to my question. Would you rather win one Super Bowl?
Oh, I'm not going to sell my soul to Satan for one Super Bowl. Because I'd like to see multiple of these.
It's never a guarantee, so you have to put your team – you have to be more competitive over the long run.
But if I came down and said guarantee, what would you take?
We can spend all the money in the world that does not guarantee we will win
the Super
Bowl.
Okay, but if I could guarantee it?
Guarantee what?
If I said, listen, you could win the Super Bowl next year.
How the hell do you have 5,000 followers on your Cowboys?
I'm just saying because that's what people talk about.
What do they see in you to get 5,000 of these people?
Hey, it would be more Facebook.
I guess
cuts
that Jones guy.
Facebook cuts me off. So, would you do it, Rodney? If I said guaranteed Super Bowl championship next year and the 10 years after that, you're a 6-10 team.
6-10. So I'm done then.
You're done.
So I never see the playoffs again.
You don't see the playoffs again for the next 10
years. Let's go
around
the table.
You win it.
Colleen, go first on this one.
Or take your chances.
I wouldn't do it.
She wouldn't do it? No, what about you, Rodney?
I wouldn't do it either. I mean, I want to be engaged every year and winning every year.
And me? Hell no, I wouldn't do it. Why would I? So the rest of my life, I'm going to be
next 10 years.
A nomad.
They're going to rebuild.
Drifting walking in the desert. With my thirsty horse.
Trying to find Joshua Tree.
And that's why the Chicago Cubs have so many fans. Because of hope.
There you go again. You bring up baseball. You bring up hockey. Can't you stick with football?
Have you been drinking today, Steve?
No. Not yet.
Not yet.
So, Collins Collins does not become a free agent until after the 2017.
Okay, so Collins, so we got to worry about him next year. Well, we're going to be losing some. I say we got to restructure our offensive line too. Whoever we got in there, if we're going to keep the core on this, we got to get things going right there as well. But you know what? I guess every team's going through this. And this brings me to my next question. The years we grew up as little kids, Colleen, I'm throwing you in with this too. When we grew up as little kids, we always had that one football player, that one baseball player. I don't think these kids nowadays get to have that luxury of having a one player stay in their place and put them on your wall and just enjoying this athlete. Every day you know that this guy's going to be a part of your life, part of that team till he retires. Now, you got this cap. You got this cap to where, like it or not, we may have to let you go. And we're seeing it right now with all the kids in Dallas and throughout United States with a Tony Romo poster on their wall. They're like, this is like part of my family that's not going to be wearing a star anymore.
Right. I had come up with something and, thinking once again, I'm an outside the box guy that I believe that if you have a guy that you drafted and he's been on your team and you brought him through your system, that at some point, whether, when he gets to that, maybe it's the 8-year mark or 10-year mark, whatever it is, that from then on, his money doesn't count against your salary cap. Because in essence, it's not just a football business move.
Make a fan money out of it to where we have a luxury. What is that? A franchise player. We have a franchise player. Why not have a fan money put in after like 10 years? That can be in its own clout, in its own salary. And, that's just for the fans. And who in the division or who in the league, being the NFL or any other league, would like to see their iconic guy leaving? I mean, right. It takes money out of the stands, and doesn't the league want people to stay there? I think it's something that's very unique. That's a great point, Steve.
Well, I have been drinking a little bit today then.
All right.
No.
But
but that's my point is from a fan's perspective, when I buy a number 82 jersey 14 years ago, and if Witten was a free agent this year and he still has something left in the tank,
how many years, by the way?
I would say he's 35 right now, or turning 35 this year. I mean, he might have two more years in him, right?
Colleen, two?
I don't think he wants to play two more years.
I think that man's gonna go till he wins the Super Bowl. Hmm. To be honest with you, that's his mentality. Yeah. Any guy that plays with a punctured lung and says the next week I'm ready to play, he's out there busting ass before the game. I'm guaranteeing you this guy, and he's hung out with guys like Gonzalez, so he knows these guys, that they're all – but again, Gonzalez never won a Super Bowl either.
No.
But I think they're still pushing him.
My whole point to the story was if I buy the jersey, let's say he was 33 right now, or his last contract, I don't even know when that was, came up, and – he could have gotten an offer from the Browns to pay him $1 million more a year, right? Yeah. But the Cowboys couldn't match because of they're against that cap. Why can't you come up with something where you're like, listen, this guy's been in your organization for 12, 13 years.
And the NFL says there's a special tag for guys like this.
Right, where only half the money counts. Or you can match whatever offers out there at –
You can't say, I've got like 5-6 players in that predicament. No, the NFL says we only give you one player like that. One player.
Okay, or a couple. Yeah, I mean, come on.
It will never happen.
I don't think it'll happen, but I think it's a great way for the NFL to show their fans appreciation of, that Tony Romo has been on that kid's wall, that Dr. J's been on that wall, that Pete Rose has been on. Let's keep that team. Let's keep that guy in that jersey.
If it was all about the fans, then maybe it would be. But let's be honest. It's all about the money.
Well, who the hell generates?
Right, but no, hear me out. So if we all want those players to stay with those teams, right? But the next team, the next owner, they want to sell those jerseys too. They want to give out that big contract. They want to sell those tickets to have that commodity come, you know, play in their stadium eight weeks a year. Like, that's what is ultimately what it's
he's
all
making a great point
about.
Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning's one, but you see anybody wearing a Tony Dorsett Denver Broncos jersey?
No,
I did not see Mitchell and Ness. Mitchell and Ness did not reproduce
that. That's a great point.
I don't see a whole. There might be a couple Emmitt Smiths out in Arizona.
I'm just saying that's why. I mean, if it was ultimately about what the fans would like to see, which
nobody's
we all would,
wearing a Joe Namath L.A. Rams jersey.
Of course not. No, of course not. Of course not. We're fans.
And if you see that, you'll see that probably Marshall's hanging in the clearance section.
Let me tell you what. Hardwood Classics or Mitchell and Ness is not bringing that one out as a reproduction right now.
Yeah, he's making a great point here. Wow, you're like sharp today. You're like one of those lawyers I see on TV.
Well, I stayed at a Holiday Inn Express last night, right?
No. Anyway, so that's what we got here. We've got a little dilemma with that, you might say. And, I tried to avoid it, but how the hell can we avoid it? It's still happening. Any rumors circulating out there with our man TR?
Well, there are those wishful thinkers that he stays.
That's not happening.
Not
anything else?
That's what I keep saying. It's not happening. I still, they're not gonna trade him.
They're gonna drop him, aren't they?
I think they're gonna drop him.
Yeah, that's what I've been saying.
After June 1st, so that they can free up the most cap space.
They have to.
And then he'll get to choose where he goes.
He's going to Houston.
He's going to Kansas City. I'll bet a lunch on that.
Okay, we got a bet.
No.
Okay, Colleen, who are you throwing?
I think he'll either go
to
Houston.
No, not either. Give us one team here.
Or go to Denver.
Okay, so she's got Denver. You've got Houston. I got the Chiefs. Rodney, you?
I've been going back and forth between Denver and Kansas City.
Okay, so well, you're part of Denver,
Kansas. Just to pick one.
Just take Chicago. Let's move on.
No, I'm not taking the Bears.
And
he's not going there.
Let me ask Rich. I'll take Jets.
That's not his voice.
Well,
that's
his voice is right now.
He's healthy. He's fine.
He's okay. He didn't try to break like 55 bricks.
No, he's
fine.
He's
got his color back. He looks good. He's ready to go.
I'm just kidding, Rich. You know that.
But Rich would go into, hey, whatever it's going to be positive, and you got to look at it through, you know.
Did you guys like that text I sent with me and that blue belt?
Yes, I did.
Ready to take Rich on?
I did.
Colleen, I sent them a text, and I had my kung fu pose and everything, and it was I looked intimidating.
I want to organize a charity event. I'm dead serious. I want to see you.
I don't want to take him on. Are you kidding me?
I'd love it.
Rich will kill me.
Well, it'll be kind of
the
like,
guy breaks bricks.
You can sausage finger jab him to the eyeball.
Just like give him the old two finger.
Stifle yourself right there. Stifle yourself right there. All right,
okay,
all right.
Let's move on to something. So Tony Romo, we got. Let's move on. Do you get excited about watching the combine or anything?
Oh, I love that stuff. I love that stuff. You know what? Colleen's out there, too. She goes out and visits them. Don't you check out their training facility there, Colleen?
I check out the combine big time. I want to see what they're doing. I mark down their times. I make my own draft
Jesus
board.
Christ. You're pretty good at that, man. I couldn't do any of that.
No.
Yeah. So you time them and everything.
I look at their.
You
I look
check
at
their calf muscles.
Once I pick out ones that I like, then I go check their film and I check the scouting reports about them.
Me, Colleen, at one of these, I'm looking for the nearest nacho with extra jalapeno, and I'm pretty much now my face is sweating, and now I'm looking for the beer guy. And by the time I settle in, They're running inside. So, yes.
So,
I pay attention to who doesn't go, who does go.
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing anything with your own Wonderlic test?
What the hell are you talking about?
Or Wonderlic.
Wonderlic.
Have you devised your own Wonderlic test that you might be mailing off to these guys? She is that good.
What the hell are you talking about? What's a Wonderlic?
It's the test that they give quarterbacks.
What is that? It's kind of like an IQ test, Jono.
Oh, really? I've heard about some of these tests. Yeah.
If you're really hungry, do you go with the Big Mac, the Mac Jr., or the Grand Mac?
Oh, you got to go with the Grand Mac. Everyone's got to go with the Grand Mac. What, did I score low?
No, you're there. If they gave a Wonderlic test for eating, you would be rated high.
I don't know what to make of that.
It's a compliment.
They do interviews with the players and with the quarterbacks, and they set up scenarios of what the defense might look at like. They also give them plays and see how many of the plays they can come back with.
Now, I know one of the questions was, when you're approaching the lights and it just turns yellow, do you go through it or do you slow down for the red light? That is one of their questions, by the way. And you know what the answer is, what they want? You go through it.
Go through
the orange.
Of course. It's yellow.
Yeah.
Orange, yellow. It's the same crap. We all see orange. I see orange.
And I'm just on Wikipedia, and I believe they do the Wonderlic ability test.
I thought you were joking around when you said Wonderlic. What the hell kind of name is that Wonderlic?
It's an actual assessment test that they give to aptitude for prospective employees for learning and problem solving all across employment. See,
you know, when I worked at the steel mill, they made me put these blocks in. And I did pretty good on it.
They also do that in the pre-screening at preschools, I think, too, don't they? Yeah.
Well, I don't know how I would have done it preschool, but I definitely passed at the steel mill with flying colors.
I'm surprised you never heard of the Wonderlic.
We never called it Wonderlic because it's not – I don't think we call it Wonderlic. We say, that's testing.
It consists of 50 multiple-choice questions to be answered in 12 minutes. And your boy Ryan Leaf, I don't think did very good on Wonderlic.
That's not my guy. Oh, when the hell? I've always just been Cowboy guys. I don't wear anything besides the Cowboys. And I question you people out there that wear other uniforms of other teams. And then you're saying you're a Cowboy fan, and you know who you are listening in. Keep listening. We don't want to lose
you.
Yeah.
You know what you can do? I'll send you a link, and you can do.
If there's an online Wonderlic, we're doing it.
Oh, we can. I've done it before.
Yes, there is one. Yeah. There's an online Wonderlic
that you can do.
I can beat all you.
And it's psychological and...
I'm right there.
If you're in the studio...
And Wonderlic is...
Yeah, go ahead.
It's not... It's a German word. It's not...
Okay, I thought it was a stamp licker. I don't know. I thought he worked for the U.S. Postal Office, and all he did was lick stamps.
It was Eldon F. Wonderlic who came up with the test. He developed it.
He named it after himself. What a weasel. We will call this the Wonderlic because I'm Mr. Wonderlic. All right, moving on here, folks. Moving on here.
Not moving on. I want a Wonderlic
challenge in here. Brian, make that our next week's show. We're going to see. We're going to take a Wonderlic. And I better take your words for it, folks. We're going to have Colleen. We're going to have Rich take it, too. And we're going to see how the hell we do on this. It's only a fair way here.
All right.
I'm telling you guys, I want to bet right now between me and him. I like this role that we play here, but I would beat him. I would beat Steve-O. Steve-O's very, pretty good at business. But I think that's where it stops. I think with everything else, I got him. I got him on the ropes, Rodney. Tape measure, I think, is mine.
You've got to be quick.
Well, here's the deal. It's often used in college and entry-level jobs and team-making efforts.
Right.
Do you fit into those?
What the hell do I do here? I control you guys.
I've been wondering that for about the last year.
Well, uprising from you too, huh? You backstabber.
A2 Brute.
You too, Brute. That was Caesar getting in the back.
Yeah.
You only have 12 minutes to take this test. Answer 50 questions in 12 minutes.
12 minutes? Listen, I can't even read 50 questions in 12 minutes.
I can do an expert-level Sudoku puzzle in 15.
I don't do anything that's called Sudoku. I don't know what that is. I'm not doing it. You want to play tic-tac-toe? I'll play you right now. Tic-tac-toe. I'm not playing Sudoku. Man.
This show is going off the rails.
I like that other game, too, where they pull the little logs off and then put it on top.
Jenga.
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 Jenga is where I think every Cowboy fan out there today ought to grab their Jengas and just play against one another. That's a very mind exhaustation there, right there.
You look like Lincoln Land log blocks or something. Lincoln log blocks. What were those? That's what you look like.
Yeah, right. Whatever.
Then all of a sudden your sausage finger gets caught in one of the blocks and you don't know what to do.
I don't know what the hell you keep saying sausage fingers. I don't understand that, but I'm very hungry and the sausage would be great right now. Hey, folks, lineupmedia.fm. We've got some great shows. We've got some baseball shows coming up, and baseball is right around the corner. We've got that. We've got NHL. NHL shows with real blues players that played the game. And it's interesting how a wide, very variety of shows we have here.
It's amazing. You can find almost anything that if you're into whatever.
Even Rich. Rich has got a motivational show. If you're down and about and you just need someone to pick you up, well, Rich right there, if you can't pick it up, then you're just going to stay in the beehive. And then when you're in the beehive, you're going to be with the rest of the bees, and you can't be free and have your own beehive. So that's Rich's show out there. And then
he's the kicking life guru.
He's the kicking life guru, exactly. And I mean, it's just unreal. We've got shows about music. Follow the sounds. How beautiful is that? That's and we even have one show that creeps me out every time. It's called The Surreal Show, that they're talking about mysteries and stuff, and that's kind of a creepy show. Don't listen to that by yourself, folks. That you see, now I'm giving you a message to listen to that by yourself because it'd be great.
So, Jono, just to kind of go on things, and I know you don't like to talk about yourself too much, but you just picked up a new show because one of your passions is horse racing.
Oh, God. Horse racing is right up my alley, and we're doing a horse racing show about a local track here in St. Louis called Fairmount Park Racetrack, and I start interviewing the trainers, the jockeys, the clockers in the morning, and then we give our prediction on who's going to win the race. I think it's going to be a great show. And I picked up a radio guy on this show. His name's Kenny, and Kenny Rogers, actually. And I hope that's his last name or I'm screwed right now. But Kenny's going to be on the show, too, and we're going to be going out to the track and doing live interviews and all that.
I'm
going to
be there for some of those. I'm gonna just pop up out there for that.
Rodney, that'd be
Horse
great.
Horse Hooky Tuesday,
You're more than welcome. Yeah.
Horse Hooky Tuesday.
Yeah, and, Rodney, you haven't picked up a show on your own at all.
I think you and Colleen should come up with shows, too.
Yeah. Colleen kind of runs this show.
Right. Go ahead.
Yeah. No. She has way more knowledge, and all
this
her
show isn't about knowledge. This show is about a fan that eats nachos and jalapenos and tries to find a beer cart. That's what we're talking about. But, Colleen, your expertise is more than welcome on this show. I'll tell you that right now.
And it's very much appreciated.
Of course. Steve-O, this could have been your best find ever, bringing Colleen on to our show.
Well,
I mean, you're shooting like a baseball average, 200, 300 on this.
I am above the Mendoza line.
Yeah.
Yes. So, but my question was, as I filled in, you dropped off of your, you had a show there just about regular baseball talk. And
yeah, I got rid of that. I got rid of that.
Because you picked up the other one. I get it. So I filled in for you today on that. And it was a good show. So we talked a little fantasy baseball there, a little bit of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what we got going here, my friends. We got some great shows. And on Cowboys Podcast, we're going to keep talking about football, and the draft is right around the corner.
And if you got information you want to throw out to us, hit us up on Facebook.
Well, why don't we bring that up in a minute or two? Okay. I just was going to start with our draft board here.
Oh, we're doing a draft board?
Well, I'm just saying we're going to have to start looking at positions. What's the number one priority position, Colleen, that we have to look at? I think we had an emailer last week ask us that, and I kind of threw it back at Steve. Oh, my thing was a defensive end, but what's your call on that?
Yeah, we definitely need a defensive end. We need a good pass rusher.
Yeah. Would you go the free agency route to pick one up, or are you looking at the collegiate level?
I would like to pick somebody up in the free agency that we know is really good, but I don't see them putting out that kind of money. So if they could pick up a vet that
not going to cost an arm and a leg?
Exactly.
Yeah, we're not going to find those, though.
If they can find somebody that's not going to cost an arm and a leg that they can put in there and pick up a good one from the draft, yeah. I think we'd be good.
I think this year, though, as much as we're talking about we're going to lose players here and there, I'm telling you what, this Jalen Smith's no joke, folks. I think we've got a first-rounder pick for next year that's going to be an impact defensive player. I don't think it's going to be a blue-collar defense. With him and Sean Lee, my God, boys and girls, I think we're going to have a live defense. Okay, let's say we do bring in some mediocre corners into this team now. We get rid of Brendan. We're going to have two linebackers. We're going to find a defensive end. And what we're going to do is we're going to have a pass rush out of this world. They're not going to run on us. That means they're going to have to pass on us. And if we have some sort of pass rush, now you've gotten away from having the four-star cornerback that you need. Because you know what? If that time is now 2.5 seconds instead of the 4 seconds it was, that cuts down on a lot. I mean, I can guard you, Steve-O, for 2.5, 3 seconds. I'm not going to be able to guard you 4, 5, 6 seconds. And these are what this is what our DBs were doing this year. But if you get some sort of a nice defensive line and your linebacking crew to complement it, I think we can get away with being maybe a 6 out of 10 type of rating on our corners.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. That's definitely the philosophy of getting that pass rush and doing something like that. I think Mel Kiper came out with his draft board, mock draft 2.0 or whatever, and he has the Cowboys looking at that cornerback out of Florida, which then begs the question, okay, if you actually can get a lockdown corner and you go out there and sign a JPP, right, the club hand from the Giants who's a free agent, or a Calais Campbell who's a free agent from the Cardinals, and spend the money there with Jalen Smith coming in, all of a sudden, Jono, you're looking pretty darn good, okay, on the defensive side of the ball. And I agree with your philosophy there. If you can get after that quarterback and get them moving and off of their mark, all of a sudden your cornerbacks don't have to be great. But if you're able to sign that guy out of the first round, makes it even better.
That's all you have to – having a good pass rush will cover up some of those deficiencies that we will probably experience next year, because we're not going to be able to sign all of them. We won't be able to fill all of those holes right away. So if we are able to get the pass rush, hope Jalen Smith stays healthy. Everything we've seen so far looks great. We get after the quarterback. You just have to do enough to get pressure on the quarterback, and your cornerbacks will then look better than they probably actually are.
Exactly.
They just have to be in the ballpark. They just have to be in the vicinity, and they can make a play.
Just that 1-1,000, 2-1,000, and then that's on that it. Half, I need you to cover. I'll look at my new free agent, or I'm going to look at my young player. I need 2.5 seconds from you. Stick to them like glue for 2.5 seconds. That's all I need, because I've got a nice pass rush. What do you think, Colleen? Does this make sense?
I think what he's saying makes sense.
What the hell did I say? You didn't like what I said? All right, go ahead. Yeah. I definitely think that our defensive line is going to play a big role in this. And I think because you think about it, they're thinking already, we've got the linebacking crew for next year. Now we need – a defensive end, maybe a couple defensive ends, and then followed up with a cornerback, and then pick up. I would even say in the fifth round, I'm going after quarterback. I need a backup quarterback now, believe it or not. You know, I'm not too hip on that whole free agency, pick up a cheap quarterback. They're cheap for a reason. They can't play worth a damn. And that's what we've dealt with in Cowboy history the last 20 years, having backup quarterbacks be the demise of our team.
Well, the good thing is you're sitting there with a great offensive line and a strong running back. So that even makes it easier to find that backup quarterback because you're not looking for the big arm, and you probably don't – you just need a game manager, really, right? You need a
– a la Patriots. I mean, yeah, that's the type of man – just throw 5-6 yard outs, get the chain moving, and then get us in the range of field goal or possibly get us inside the five where we could run it down their throat. So – yeah, I definitely think. But would you say fifth or sixth round we're looking for a QB?
Yeah, I think so about that point.
Yeah.
You wouldn't move up. You guys wouldn't move him up to a second or third, right?
To get a quarterback?
No.
To get a QB?
Absolutely not.
No.
No. So the guys there say no. Colleen says no. And so, all right. So we're focusing in on, in my mind, maybe defensive end. Are we okay with that?
Defensive end and corner first, yep.
Colleen?
I think that, you know, what I was talking about before, if a player happens to be there that is available, that is a really good player that, you know, we figured would be gone, that they might take, would be a tight end.
Go after a tight end.
Right. If one was available at that point that we want it. Now, I don't know.
What's your point on that, though? I'd like to know because I've heard tight ends being drafted. And I've been scratching my head, but make me realize why we need a tight end.
Okay. Gavin Escobar is a free agent, and we have Jeff Swaim still. But neither of those two have really
stood out
themselves.
Well, have we asked them to, though? Have we put them behind that spot to where we've asked them that you're going to have to carry a game? Because I don't think both those guys have been in that position to say, okay, I'm ready to take the role. Because I don't think we've given them the opportunity either for them to take that role.
Well, we have played them. There was one game we played both of them quite a bit. Winton played, but he really didn't play that much that game. And, you know, they put him out there in the position of tight end, not, you know. And they just haven't – neither one of them have really stood out. And –
no, that's exactly
so
it.
There's a bit of a concern because Jason Witten is talking about retiring.
Yeah, and they've had enough exposure. Let's be honest. If either one of those guys were, and I understand they're following a Hall of Fame tight end, but if either one of those guys were fully capable or, you know, a number one tight end, don't you think that they would still find a way to use them more often?
Honestly, though,
yes.
I really feel that they haven't. Escobar, I think, is a great tight end. I think once he gets the opportunity, I think we're going to see that. But again, when you're behind the shadows of number 82, it's hard for you to make a stand out there.
Yeah, no, I mean, I get it. It's true. I just feel like that if he was great, if he was a legit number one tight end, I just feel like at some point you have – if he's that good of a weapon – if I'm the offensive coordinator or the coach, I'm going to find a way to use them. And I understand
especially
that, you know.
Especially when Jason, both his ankles, he had sprains on both his ankles. And, I mean, he was really hobbling. And they put them out there, but they could have played them more, but they didn't.
Yeah,
because
but
of the end result of putting them out there.
I get that, but
you know,
I think
Jeff has,
yeah.
Gavin has had 4 years, and
right.
he just when given the opportunity, he just doesn't do it.
In my, again, me, maybe I'm the minority here, but I'm thinking to I'm saying this. I don't think the Cowboys ever have intentions of Escobar winning the game for us. I don't think when crunch time comes in the inside the 5 or inside the 10-yard line, I don't think they're going to make them the number one receiver or number one guy to go to in that position. I really think it's going to be, if our guy's not in there, number 82's not in there, you're going to be looking at our wideouts or you're going to be looking at our backs. That's if number 82's not there. I've seen Escobar inside the 5 where he's impressed me totally. It's going to be interesting to see where this goes because I think Escobar is going to be a pretty good tight end. I think wherever he goes, I hope he stays. But, again, we don't know what the hell. They got $13 million over the cap here. They got to make some moves, and it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting, and the draft's, what, a couple months away?
Coming up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Combine's next month, right?
Yep. Combine's next month.
Yeah. Then we'll be on to it.
Now, Colleen, how's that work? Do you guys have to put in tickets for that, or do you guys just go out there, first come, first serve type of seats to where summertime when you could go check out the Cowboys?
It's been kind of a lottery thing because they only let so many people in.
I got you. That's interesting. I thought it was like whoever gets in it's summertime. I think we had it even in California, didn't we?
No, that's training camp.
That's what I'm talking about. Whenever they go to training camp, is it more or less the fans can just go out there? And do you have to buy tickets to this?
No,
or
it's free.
It's free.
It's free. You have to. They let in until they're full, but depending on if you have a United card, which you pay, $25 for, then you can go in
VIP
in down by the field. No, not VIP. Just if you have the regular United card, that gets you down in one area. If you don't have a United card, that puts you up in the stands. If you have the VIP United card, which is $300,
Jesus,
that gets you in one small area, close to where the players come in. And then there's friends and family of the players who get VIP passes.
Right, right.
And then there's a corporate area, and there's a media area, and then there's another area that's all VIP.
Oh, sure. Probably corporate in that area. All right, well, you know what, guys? Time flew by so fast again, and we will definitely have our show next week as well. Colleen, thank you for being on. I mean, you filled in great, and I didn't hear one time. Well, I did. I heard enough for long out of you. I don't know why you threw that in there, but I thought 1 week I wasn't going to hear. So we heard that again. All right, my friends from Steve-O, Rodney, Colleen, Rich, you're out there listening. I hope you're not getting mad at me, but we love you, and we'll see you next week. Cowboy Nation, take care.
Go boys.
Tune in next week for another edition of the Cowboys Podcast on lineupmedia.fm. Subscribe to the show now at cowboyspodcast.com on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, and all major podcast outlets.
Today's show is presented by DaVinci Smart Drink. Order yours now at lineupmedia.fm/DaVinci. DaVinci, excite better thinking.
Need a mental boost? Da Vinci Smart Drinks were designed with professional thinkers in mind. With key ingredients shown to improve cognitive function and increase mental energy, Da Vinci Smart Drinks excite better thinking. Drink a Da Vinci. Let it go to your head.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.